AM Live. With Dan Rogers.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome again to Storytime, Saturday AM Live Storytime version. And I'm Vance Rogers, of course. And inhale positive energy, exhale stress. I'm looking at the Nikan blog, and I was reading this week. I always read these when they first come out, and I thought to myself, is air really that important? Well, duh, it is. Okay, Zig Ziglar taught me years ago when we were talking about finances, healthy finances. You know, he said if finances are not important to you, and you lie about that, try living without it. He said it's kind of like oxygen. See how long you can live without it. Well, 3 to 5 minutes. That's how long we can live without it. But I just want to read this first paragraph, okay? And you can read the rest of it on the blog if you haven't. You can share it with friends. But it's titled, again, and these are written by Mabel Chu, by the way, usually, and she collects information from other Nikan employees, and she does a beautiful job at this. But it's titled, Inhale Positive Energy, Exhale Stress. And wouldn't we all want to be able to do that? Did you know that our respiratory system works hard for us by taking in 20,000 breaths daily? Deep breaths are more efficient. They allow us to fully exchange incoming oxygen with outgoing carbon dioxide. They have also been shown to slow the heartbeat, lower or stabilize blood pressure, and lower stress. And they've got that footnoted, so you can reference that. That's why it's so important to make sure the air we breathe is clean and energizing. You know, I was thinking about this, and I've been thinking about it more now. September, for those of us in our part of Oregon, last year, we called it Smokeageddon, okay? And that was because of all the wildland fires, all the forest fires, we had one that was really close to Portland. I mean, there was people inside the city limits of Portland and on the outside, the fringes on the south and the east side that were actually facing evacuation orders because of one that we're dealing with. And I'll never forget the day because the winds shifted and all of a sudden we couldn't breathe. And we live in a national scenic area where there's so many trees and it's clean forest air breathing, but we just couldn't breathe. And we literally, our family and my brother's family were like, okay, if we got to go outside, how many respirators, not N95 masks, but how many respirators do we own, do we have access to? I mean, it was that bad. And it took me back to my childhood and some of the things that I dealt with as a kid, and one of them was cats. I love cats. I've always been an animal lover. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. I enjoy live and let live for pets, for rodents, mice, and not so much. Okay, skunks, we're not going to go there. Moles, same thing. If they're vermin, they're rodents. I don't really like them. They tend to destroy things, especially mice. My point is this. We always grew up with a barn cat. And as one of three brothers and the neighbor kids that would come over, we, a lot of time in the summertime, we slept out on the family trampoline in the barn. And because there was hay, there was dust, so that was an issue. But it was, if we weren't moving around the hay, it wasn't such a big deal. But the barn cats, they always would climb up on the trampoline and reside someplace, literally perch up on top of us while we were sleeping. And it never failed. I would wake up in the morning or at some point during the night and my eyes would be swollen up. I struggled breathing. And again, we're outside in the barn where it's, you know, once the dust settles, it should be fine. And I remember as a kid, the only remedy that I could come up with was, number one, get away from the source of the problem. Okay, that was number one. But number two, I would literally go find a source of clean water or go down to the creek and literally immerse my whole head underwater because I knew that water was clean. It was chlorine-free. It's all snow melt, you know, spring-fed. And within a few minutes of doing that, The puffiness would go away. I could breathe again. Now in the summer months, it was a lot easier because it was refreshing. But fortunately, we don't have to do that as adults. Several years ago, I want to say it was 12, 15 years ago. I don't remember the exact date, but Nikan ventured into the clean air industry with a wonderful HEPA filter. And today it's been improved now 3 times or 4 times. I can't remember exactly, but the unit we have today stimulates not stuffing your face into a creek, but it simulates clean forest air breathing in such a way. So fast forward to today, and I shared this last week, and I'm going to just hit on it again. Our oldest daughter deals with allergies. The same thing that my older brother deals with. They can't be around dust. But yesterday, Casey, when I got home, she said, boy, was it dusty. She works at a wonderful retreat center part-time, and it's something she thoroughly enjoys. And she said, we were moving stuff around, and man, the dust was unbelievable. So as soon as she said that, I walked right over to the Nikan air unit and I pushed the manual button to crank it up a few notches. Because that's the way I react or respond. And a couple nights ago when I got home, I sat down. I was late getting home and I sat down as close to the one that's in our bedroom while Stacy and I were having a conversation, and the air unit, it kicked up on its own. And I looked at her and I looked at myself and I did one of those guy things where I smelled my underarms like, boy, do I stink? I haven't really done anything, but I thought back, where was I and what pollutants did I bring home with me? Because it automatically sensed that it needed to kick up because I was nearby it. Or maybe it was my plate of food I was eating that gave off an aroma. I don't really know. But isn't it great that we have a solution for clean forest air breathing, and we don't have to do all the research and development because Nikan has. And, you know, we have these amazing promotions that go on, and the facts are great, but I learned years and years ago from a dear friend, facts tell, but stories sell. So on that note, I want to open up the line. All you got to do, if you've got a story, you remember your own experience or somebody that maybe you were at a Nikan gathering of people and somebody had an experience. I have tons of those of people that their life was impacted in a positive way because they could get a good deep breath in their lungs for the first time, or they could sleep better, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And we don't make any medical claims. We never do, never will. And that's a big one today in our culture, dealing with a global, you know, pandemic. We can call it a lot of different things. But being able to breathe is huge. Huge. And I'm going to talk about this next week from a first responder's perspective, triage. You know, how do we triage wellness? What are some of the factors? But being able to get good, clean oxygen into somebody in a rapid way, it's absolutely ginormous. So, stories. Lines open. *6.
Hi, Vance. You got it's Karen. I will start.
Go ahead, Karen.
Well.
Thank you. And Karen's from Wisconsin.
Yes, right along the Mississippi River. I have a friend, and many of you may have heard her in previous phone conference calls, Vance's call, Jane. And Jane has a liver transplant. And while she was waiting for a liver transplant, she had a stroke. And so I was talking to her last night, and we were talking about the Kenko Air. She got a Kenko Air about a year and a half ago. And she set it up in the evening. The next morning, I woke up to a text, and it said, this thing is fabulous. I love it. Well, when I was talking to her last night, she revealed to me that she was very close to being treated for COPD. And because of the air unit, okay, it has helped her breathing.
Karen, for those of us who are not familiar with those four letters, COPD, do you mind explaining that?
Coronary occlusive pulmonary disease, which is the arteries, pulmonary is lungs, and the lungs close off. They don't accept the oxygen. So it makes it very difficult for people to breathe. For instance, you've probably seen people walking around with oxygen tanks, and they're breathing through a little plastic tube that goes right underneath their nose so that they can get the pure oxygen, so that they can take in as much oxygen as possible and their body doesn't have to process it from breathing the air itself. And so I didn't even know that she had, was in the past close to being treated for COPD, and I didn't know she had a problem with her lungs. And so when she texted that to me, I just thought, oh, cool, she's breathing easier. She can notice the difference. Well, now I understand why, because she had a problem with her lungs, but she doesn't anymore.
Yeah, and I didn't ever even finish my story with the cats. We have a cat. Her name's Cairo, and she's a beautiful cat. She's an amazing mouser, but she lives outside. And when she used to be an indoor cat, I don't have issues with her anymore. I can pick her up. I can rub my face into her wonderful fur. We can sit and, play. I can roll around on the floor with her. When I walk into somebody's home as a Nikanite or as a, whatever, and I can walk into the home, and within seconds, I can literally ask this question. You have cats. And they're like, well, yeah, we have three. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks. I can tell. Are you okay? Oh, I'm great. As long as I go back outside. It's that simple. If they've got a Nikan air unit, or they've got another expensive HEPA unit, it's not an issue. It's never an issue. But it's just like that sixth sense or whatever. But, Jane's a perfect example, Karen, of people that some of us know we get diagnosed with it or we deal with it. But isn't it great when there's a solution that number one is affordable, and number two, that's so easy to use. You just plug it in, and it's like the Glade plug-in commercial. Plug it in, plug it in. That's a little different. You plug those puppies in, and they put a bunch of toxins in the air. This is a little, it smells good. Smells great. But that's not what we're talking about. So thank you, Karen. Who wants to share another one? I know there's lots of you out there.
Hey, Vance, this is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
From Phoenix, Arizona, but I am in Salem, Oregon today. And I have a story similar to, kind of similar to what Karen was sharing. I have a friend who, she loves to move into a home, remodel it, sell it, and move to another. And so she thought she was in her dream home, started knocking down walls and different things, lived for 2 years in what she found out to be black mold. And she got deathly ill in many different ways. She had itchy skin, and it turned into a COPD kind of thing. And so we got her air machines right away. And she did move from that house. She had to. She had to sell everything because she became so sensitive. She told me, I could be a mold detector, Jeannie. I could go into somebody's house if they have mold and tell them they have it, because she would react to it. She got so sensitive to it. So anyway, she has three air machines in her present home. She keeps them on high, and she breathes beautifully. And wouldn't be without them, and raves about it all the time because, you know, breathing is really that important. And in our home, we have, actually, when we came up to Oregon this year, I knew about the fires that were around. I actually brought my machine with me because when the wind changes directions and we're out in the country and we have the windows open, I figured I might need it. So, and we have a couple of times, and it's great breathing, great breathing. So we love it.
Well, and Jeannie, it's
go ahead.
It's almost like, well, it's almost like being where you and Ricky and Rick, sorry. You call him Ricky, and I don't shouldn't affectionately refer to him as Ricky. But you were with my parents on the Oregon coast. Mm-hmm. The number one tourist attraction beach is Seaside, which is it's miles and miles of sand. I mean, literally, and it's huge. Mm-hmm. And I'm presuming you guys walked on the beach.
We did. Yeah.
And what's that like to breathe that air?
Oh. It is so relaxing. I think it's the perfect air. Although I love being in the forest too. I like hiking and things like that too. But that ocean air, relaxing is the word that I get. It's just my whole body relaxes. I can breathe freely. It's just fresh. Yeah. There's nothing like that, other than the Kinko.
Yeah, right. Well, and I guess that's my point, because we got a text late last night. Our oldest daughter, Kenna, the one that deals with allergies, she's crazy. Those of you who know her, you know she's nuts. But her and her friend, whole group of them, they went way up to what's called the Gorge amphitheater, and I've been there once before, but it takes a while to get there, and they're camping out because somebody was doing a concert there. And she, the last text we got from her before, I don't know what time the concert started, but she said it's raining, and I went, oh, that's not good. That's not good for camping out. She drives a Volkswagen Bug, so it's not like you can get three people sleeping in there comfortably, right? And I thought about that, and I thought, well, this is good because it'll get rid of the dust. Right? She wasn't thinking that way. But she did text, again, first thing this morning, or maybe it was late last night, and said that, it's okay. It stopped before the concert. So I think the point that you bring up that I want to remind everybody is some of us can't go deep into the woods. Some of us can't go up to the high desert to the ferry where Kenna is, or we can't take long walks on the beach. But mm-hmm. the air, if we want to simulate that, we can with a really, really good HEPA filter that does more than just clean the air. And that's what Neekin mm-hmm. technologies seem to do. There's always more involved. Even the original product, the insole, there's more involved mm-hmm. today than there was back in 1975 because they incorporate that in. But sorry, Jeannie, I interrupted you, and I know you've got another story you want to share.
No, it's okay. The more I think about it, the more I think of but I sent you a picture of our dog, Lily Rose. She was put her nose right up to the machine and was breathing it. And I was like, oh, my goodness, look at that. So I took a picture of it. And she loves the air machine, too, because we have one in our bedroom. And I put it – she sleeps in a crate at night. And so I put it right by her crate and loves it. So she will. Every now and then she'll just go up to it and just breathe it in. It's pretty cool.
And did you and Rick train her to do that?
No. She just went over to it. It's just like if I put a pet bed down, she goes and lies on it. Or she loves sleeping on our bed because of the comforter, but I don't really want her sleeping on the bed with us at night. During the day, she can get up there, but yeah, she's too big.
And I don't know what breed the dog is. Our friend moved in a few weeks ago, and her dog is like its face got smushed. It's not a pug, but it's a great dog. And Penelope is her name. But when I'm sitting in the morning reading or typing emails or texting or whatever, I've got my feet on the Kinko ground. We've got two air units in the family room, dining room area, big open common area. And She'll come over. Now, maybe she just wants to sit on my feet. I don't know. But I did a test the other day, and I got up, and I opened up the Kinko ground, and she plopped right down on it. I thought, And I didn't train her. She's not my dog. So that's why I asked that question. If you, and what breed is Lily Rose, just so people have an idea?
She's an English Labrador Retriever. She'll be two this month, the end of the month.
So big dog. And I've got the picture to prove it. It's little taller than the air unit.
She's about 55 pounds, yeah.
Yeah, little bigger than Penelope is at our house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She has, speaking of the Kinko ground, I keep one, I know we're not supposed to tell these stories, but I have one under my feet when I sit at my computer, and one day I came in and she was curled up under my desk on the Kinko ground too, so. I love it.
So you can, you can if you want to, you can, if you're light-footed, you can, if you have a big dog like yours, you can actually lay your feet gently. Animals are not meant to be footrests, but you can gently, and the energy kind of goes right on through. It's just a suggestion. You don't have to do that. Some inhumane. But you can, you know, when Addie comes up and she will plop herself down, you know, crisscross applesauce sitting on. It's my Kinko. She has her own. She can go get her own, okay? But I will say, excuse me, I was sitting there. I got up to use the restroom. She's like, yeah, but I want to sit here. I just, you know, I got back from volleyball practice or whatever. So anyways, but we're talking about the Kinko Air. We got sidetracked. But all these products kind of do synergistically go together. But... Thank you, Jeannie. I know. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I give you a short
Larry.
Story on this? Yeah, okay.
Larry,
okay.
But introduce yourself so people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Well, I'm calling from Oregon. I'm a neighbor of Vance's. We're not very far apart, about 3 miles. And we've been using Nikan products for probably 27 years. I don't know. It's been a long time. We didn't get an air filter system until fairly recently. We got ours probably, I'm going to say 4 years ago. And now we have two. And they work really well for us. But what I want to do is tell a story about one of our customers that was a caregiver for her mother who was 91 years old. This has been a couple years ago. She was a really good friend, and we loaned her ours after we'd had ours about a year to try with her mother because she wasn't sleeping well, and she was in her own home still at 91, but I can't tell you all the peripheral things that were affecting her not being able to sleep because I've never been to her home. But what I can tell you is about the air filter system. We loaned ours to Christine to put in her mom's house in their bedroom so she could get some sleep. Because as you well know, even if you're 40, if you don't get sleep well for months on end, it'll kill you. I mean, you got to have sleep. I mean, that's right in our mantra when we talk about all the different things. She was not doing well at all. And after 2 days, Christine came back and says, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. She said, my mom is sleeping all night, and she's waking up, and she feels really good. And I thought, wow, you know, we have so many Nikan things around our house that I don't think I had that wow effect with our own filter system, even though it did help us sleep better. But we weren't sleep deprived, and obviously her mother was. And as a result of that, Christine bought one for her own house. And that's my story. All I can say is, you know, you can read all the details about it in the company site, but it doesn't tell half the story. I mean, it has so much more to it than just a filter. So that's my story.
Larry, can I put you on the spot here? And I know we have time for one more story, but I remember when you shared that with me face to face. I remember like it was yesterday. I remember Christy, and it's like, oh my goodness, because what it did for me, and I'm thinking of several medical calls I've been on as a volunteer firefighter, as a first responder, and one of the first things we do is get people's vitals. Blood pressure is important, but through a simple pulse ox clip, it tells us what somebody's oxygen level is in their body. And as Karen mentioned COPD and what you're saying, Larry, about her not being able to breathe, regardless of our age, if we can't breathe, it's detrimental. And one of the first things that we do is offer. We don't force it upon somebody, but when their oxygen level, when their O2 level is below 95, that's, for us, that's the benchmark. It should be at 100. Okay, that's the goal. But when it's below 95, we will offer them, would you like some oxygen? Do you think that would help? That's like asking if the Pope is Catholic, right, Larry? Okay, yes. The answer is yes, 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 yes. But we offer it as a gift. We don't force it upon them. And that's our protocol. And what's fascinating is that little machine, which doesn't lie unless it's not working properly, we can watch those numbers. So again, I like your point that the company website, the shopping cart, the details, it tells the facts. But the stories are what convey the feelings, that convey the mood. And I know for you and Pat, it's been huge because it's affected Stacy and I the same way. And you also mentioned this, and here's my question. Sorry, it's taken me a long time to get around the bush to get to it. But I know for you and Pat, when you guys got your first one and you brought it home and you put it in the bedroom and you said it affected your sleep as well. And for Pat, because you had noticed it, he said it took it up a notch. Even though you were on the sleep system and you were drinking the water and, you know, all the daytime stuff. But I remember you sharing that with me. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
And that was true. And that was true. And what it was with her, we're not exactly young chickens either. We still function quite well on our own at our late 70s. But she has had for several years a chronic cough problem. She reacts to just about anything. If we go to church, for instance, and which we do regularly, and somebody sits anywhere within 10 feet of us that has perfume on, she'll start coughing. And she doesn't wear perfume, obviously. My wife has never worn perfume, but she cannot stand that stuff now. Before, she just didn't like it, but then she started having coughing issues. And she was having the same problem in the bedroom prior to the time that we had the air system from Niken. And when we put that in the bedroom, her coughing stopped completely, and she could sleep so much better. She would go in the bedroom and she'd be fine, and 2 hours later she wakes up coughing. Doesn't do that anymore. So it's pretty amazing what it'll do.
Yeah, and again, I just want to bring up that point that it's being able to sleep. And again, this is the conversation that Stacy and I had last night. You know, and I'm not a first reactor. I'm a first responder. I always respond. Not always. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. But I respond to the situation, and maybe that's the training I get through the fire department, or maybe it's like second nature now. You know, how can I respond to my wife? I see a need. I want to try and fix the need. And I'm not that typical guy that I'm always trying to fix things, even though I like to. But how can we resolve this? Oh, we have the unit. It's right here. Let's just turn it up because it's not sensing what's going on in your lungs. And she didn't overwhelmingly say, oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You're the best husband in the world. Now I know why I've been married to you for 26 years. She didn't say that. I wish she would, but she doesn't do that. She said, I left you a plate of food in the kitchen. So, anyways, it's...
Hey, Van, speaking of kitchen,
yes.
I want to...
Go ahead, Renee. Thank you. Renee, right. Tell us where you're from now.
Renee in Michigan. We have an open concept living room and kitchen, and we keep our air purifier halfway in between. And without fail, and we have a gas stove, and anytime I am going to use the oven, you know, I turn it on to preheat it, and within moments, my air purifier kicks up, you know, because it senses the volatile gases coming into the kitchen from our oven.
And thank you for being very specific about that, because I know most men are a volatile bag of gas or air. Just, you know, I'm not making fun of Ron. I'm just saying, okay? I've never thought about it from that perspective. Again, when we walk into a home, and we hear this all the time from people. They come into our home, maybe they've been here before, maybe they're first time guests, but they always say the same thing. Wow. I remember the first time a friend of ours from Dallas visited, and we had the air units, and she said, wow, did you guys design this house? And I went, no, it was built in 92. We bought it in 97. It's really feng shui. And I said, feng who? What's that mean? I didn't know. I was completely naive. But the light, when you live in the Pacific Northwest, where it's overcast 364 days of the year, not really, but it's not exactly bright, but the light and the air is huge. And so, Renee, you bring up a really valid point that when we introduce toxic things, knowingly or unknowingly, and like Larry was saying, when Pat gets around perfume, the world of autistic children, they're very, very sensitive to smells, extremely. And when my wife was a teacher for 10 years, but her specialty was working with special needs kids, and I quit wearing cologne. I don't wear it anymore. I just don't. Because she said, you can't do that. If you come visit the school, or if, you know, she sometimes would do after school daycare for certain things. You know, we rolled with it. But I made sure that I didn't do that because I didn't want to be offensive because they smell. But in our home, there's no smells whatsoever. So, Renee, thank you. Let me wrap this up by saying it this way. Okay. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, Larry. Karen, Jeannie, I got you a little out of order, but thank you for sharing. These are the stories that compel a reaction. And we have to think, okay, who do I know that maybe isn't breathing clean air? Who do I know that maybe could use some help? They could use a solution in this thing. Those are the people that come to mind, and I've thought of several. And when we get done here, I'll write them down, and then I'll follow up and say, hey, I remember you had mentioned this, because these are the friends and family members that we've reached out to over the years and said, hey, this is something to consider. And don't prejudge and say, oh, I'm thinking maybe they could afford it, they couldn't afford it. I try not to play that game anymore to the best of my ability. I just think, hey, here's a solution. Maybe, you know, and whether, like Larry did, Larry and Pat did with their friend Christy, or Christine, I can't remember. But the point is, they let her borrow one for her 91-year-old mom, and then she made the investment. That's one tactic. Another tactic is get them the information. I know my friend Rita, she'll call friends or call somebody, and they say, here's my credit card, just order it. That happens all the time because we build trust. So I would encourage you, especially when Nikan does promotions like they do, and it's really, really helpful and really, really fun. So thank you again, you four. I really, really appreciate it. And if you think these conversations, these stories can be helpful to somebody, Saturday AM Live com is the website. They get posted in the 2021 story or 2021 recordings, I'm sorry. And you'll find it there, and it'll be at the very, very bottom. And I want to encourage you, if you missed when Gary and Cindy Reed shared a couple weeks ago now, their journey with MS. We don't make medical claims. We never do. We never will. However, their journey, his journey with MS has been 40 years now. He was 35 when he was diagnosed with it. And hearing how they are responding with the Nikan Solutions is amazing. It just, every time I think about it, it causes me to stop and think that, wow, what could we do? What could life be like? And I'll make the quick connection. For the last 18 months, globally, we're dealing with breathing issues that attacks people where it hurts. Okay? And we can get into the policies and the procedures and all that. There'll be plenty of time to discuss that later. But right now, this could be a solution to help people stay away from other folks or maybe get back out into the, I don't know. I really don't know. But I know for our family, what we've done is we trust Nikan, because since 1975, they give us some amazing solutions. And this is one that simulates living outside. And I don't like living outside. We have a wonderful home. I want to live inside the home, especially as we go into the fall and it starts getting colder. I want to be able to breathe clean air inside. And this allows us to do that. So thanks again, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next week. Have a great weekend, and please take some time today to remember. It's vitally important. So thanks again. We'll talk to you real soon.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.